This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Tacticalholsters.com is where you can go to one place. You can get your chest rig, you can get your belt, holsters, magazine carriers, all in one spot. Tacticalholsters.com. Now, if you're looking to build up your AR-15,
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Yeah, that's where you go to take that AR-15 in a really serious direction. OperationParts.com. Yes, the ivory towers and the ivy walls. Cue the classical music, the statues of the great persons past, that hallowed alma mater, and the professional types shuffling between classes across the quadrangle. All of that combines to create and maintain the imagery of a higher education in America. But make no mistake about it, these are feather beds for some and money machines for others. Albeit that there's a strong distinction between private and public universities, all enjoy some measure of taxpayer subsidies. So thus and consequentially, we as taxpayers are entitled to notice, critique, and demand. A scheme of sorts has been cleverly plotted with federal grants, guarantees, and student loan authority. Recall that one of the first items on Obama's agenda was control over student loans. Cash flow is king in commerce, and federal subsidies, direct or indirect, is king in academia. The Wall Street Journal recently included some pointed and salient letters to the editor that bring this game of academia into sharp contrast. We can hope that Betsy DeVos reads these. Some of the highlights are: higher education costs are out of control because the law of the subsidy is working. When you subsidize something, you will get more of it, and it will become more expensive. Every form of federally insured student loans is a subsidy, but not for students. They're subsidies for the institutions that provide higher education. This increases the profit margin for the school, allowing it to increase staff, add fancy buildings, and expand programs that wouldn't otherwise be profitable to the school or the student. Or another one would be roughly 75% of costs at a college are labor. The teaching professor of law is being cast out to be replaced by lower-cost contingent faculty. Any cost savings are more than offset by the addition of administrators with titles like associate provost for investor partnerships. These administrators, who never see the inside of a classroom, pull down comfortable six-figure salaries. Or to attract increasingly diverse students, colleges and universities take on expensive amenities that make them appear more like resorts than institutions of higher learning. The more the schools spend, the more they are rewarded with new enrollees bearing tuition checks. or a recent graduate from law school had accumulated over $300,000 in debt. The student's loan debt also includes home repairs, unexpected medical costs, and health insurance bills, which are allowed by the program. And finally, current tax law unfairly favors college endowments and the accumulation of endowment assets. The tax treatment of college and university endowments could also be changed to encourage additional spending from endowments on specific purposes. Tuition assistance, for example. It is high time to consider enacting a payout rule requiring a certain percentage of funds to be paid out annually in support of charitable activities and a tax on endowment investment earnings. Universities are big business. They should no longer be treated as sacred cows. And to that last point, you can add in millions of dollars reaped from the many successful athletic departments that could actually go to cost reductions for education. Wait a minute. Did you just say that? Did I just say that? All the money that the athletic department makes could go to reduce the cost of education. Should education be free? I'm not, you know, as far as, I don't know if I want to go that far. It certainly should approach that level, but the discussion must be from the reduction of costs direction rather from the game of increasing taxpayer subsidization. It should not be something that we pay for. It should be something that pays for itself. And it's curious that that direction is never pursued. You know why that's never pursued? Because there's no money in it. What do you think it costs to sit at the feet of Plato? What changes from decade to decade in the instruction of language, math, history, most of literature? What are the higher costs? Administrative bureaucracy nests, feather bedding for administrators and instructors, construction products ad infinitum, and golden pension and benefit packages are the natural end product of this stream of taxpayer money, disguised as support for learning. Yet those who promote this arrangement are also those who are quick to point out that it is critical for our industries to import foreign workers educated somewhere else. Now, you might suggest a dissonance of logic on this position, for it promotes that which also admittedly falls short in actual returns for such monies spent. Student loans and grants pump money into this education chamber that also takes upon itself to indoctrinate the malleable. Foreign professors and left-wing faculty seem to delight in the reviling of American history and those figures that form the nation, even as they feed from the trough filled by the success and forethought of those whom they now defame. Curiously, those who proceeded did so gratis or for free, nearly so, you know. Jefferson did not seek profit from the University of Virginia. Those who are now excoriated on campus did not then seek financial reward or the golden woven tenures with a rainbow pension. And yet, the quality of the education and the money seem inversely related. You're not getting very much for what you're spending. College has become, I don't know. I never attended college. I used to sit back and say, well, I wish I'd attended college. Then I realize how much debt some of these people have, and I say to myself, wow, I'm glad I never attended college. There's college courses on how to do what I do. I don't know exactly how they teach you to be a narcissistic egomaniac, but, you know, I'm sure that there's some sort of grade scale going on with it, but that's just, you know, it's beside the point. There's a class for everything out there. When we get back, we're going to talk about national reciprocity in the Senate.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Tacticalholsters.com is a place where you can find everything if you don't have any equipment at all to go train with besides the gun, the magazines, and the ammo. You can get everything besides that at tacticalholsters.com. On Saturday, 25 January 2017, Senator John Cornyn announced that he will reintroduce his constitutional concealed carry reciprocity act in the Senate. So that means it's made it there now. The bill is said to mirror H.R. 38 in the House of Representatives. A similar national reciprocity bill was put forward by Senator Cornyn in 2013. It came within three votes of overcoming the Senate filibuster. 57 senators voted for it, 43 against it. After the 2016 election, that number should have switched to 58, assuming that all Republicans vote for the bill and all Democrats who voted for it before will still vote for it. The Democrats who voted for it in 2013 are Joe Donnelly of Indiana, John Tester of Montana, Tom Utall of New Mexico, Martin Heinrich of New Mexico, Mark Warner of Virginia, Joe Manchin of West Virginia. Those senators are still in office. 33 senators voted against it, and they are all still in office. The turnover of the 10 senators who voted against the bill from 2013 to 2017 only switches one vote with clarity. Of the 33 who are still in office, five are up for election in 2018 in states that Trump won. Those five senators are from states with large numbers of concealed carry permits. One, Missouri, is now a constitutional carry state, which means that everyone who votes in Missouri over the age of 20 is now a potential legal gun carrier. The numbers of permit holders in these states has increased from those listed below. Bill Nelson, Florida. There's over 1.4 million resident permits in Florida. All are voters. Claire McCaskill, don't count on her at all, but there's over 171,000 permits, potentially all voters over 20. Sherrod Brown, Ohio. 574,000 permits in Ohio. Bob Casey in Pennsylvania. 1 million permits in the state. All are voters. Tammy Baldwin, Wisconsin, 240,000 permits in the state, all are voters. It is reasonable to believe that in 2013, the Obama administration lobbied hard against the National Reciprocity Bill. In 2017, it is reasonable to believe that the Trump administration will lobby hard in favor of it. National Reciprocity was one of the pillars of the Donald Trump campaign. Will they be able to switch two votes to overcome the 60-vote filibuster barrier? That is eminently plausible. The only reason to vote against the bill is purely ideological. Why would Bill Nelson of Florida want to prevent 1.4 million voters in his state from being able to carry in these other states? Same is true in Ohio, Missouri, and Wisconsin. Pennsylvania honors permits from 25 other states. Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin is an extreme ideologue. I don't expect her to switch. I am not at all certain about the other four. Only two senators have to flip to pass national reciprocity over the 60-vote filibuster barrier. That becomes more and more plausible with each day. So, where does that take us? What does that mean? That will mean there will be a lot of states that are going to file suit. That'll mean there's going to be a lot of people that are going to going to try to carry it, but there's going to be more people that are going to have to fight their own state to get it. And it's going to mean that in some of these states, like in New Jersey and in New York, they're going to have to get resident permits or non-resident permits from places like Utah and New Hampshire in order to be able to carry. So, we'll see. I know that it's. I have some very high confidence it's going to pass in the House, and it will get the majority in the Senate. However, it remains to be seen whether it will get the 60 votes, which, you know, I think we're being sort of nice trying to push for the 60 votes, but it's not necessary. We can go by the Reed standard. I have no problem going with the Reed standard. I would be happy with the Reed standard. I got no problem with that. Let's get the Reed standard, and in 2018, when they get 8 more senators on the Republican side, or 10, or whatever they get, then we can switch it back to the 60 votes. I'm good with that. Good, good, good. So, we'll see. But in the meantime, those states that don't, that are shall issue states, that will be a point of contention, and they will sue. And hopefully by that time Gorsuch is seated, and a whole lot of this nonsense can get turned back. I'm almost certain there will be some sort of a Supreme Court issue that comes up, so or Circuit Court for that matter. But we will go where we go. We'll see where it takes us, because this was a pillar. This was something he said at the NRA meetup. That's all that was said at the NRA meetup. So, well, no, there's a lot more that was said to that, but, you know, that was what the NRA meetup was here in. Protect the Second Amendment, and going to get out there and get that national reciprocity. And hope that we get it. Because I'm tired of not being able to go where I want to go and carry a gun. That is so stupid. I can legally carry a gun federally if I go until I get to the New York airport, and then I'm in big trouble. Big trouble. So we're probably going to have to make a few changes. So that's... That'll be in the third hour. We're supposed to have a guest, but we'll see. We'll be right back.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility, that is G-Code. And welcoming Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Indeed, this is where you take your AR-15 and you take it to the big time. All right. My senior senator out of South Carolina, because he's really not good for anything else, this past Tuesday decided to criticize the president and his administration for proposed cuts to foreign aid and domestic programs to offset a $54 billion increase in defense spending. He said, "It's dead on arrival. It's not going to happen. It would be a disaster if you take soft power off the table. Then you're never going to win the war." What's most disturbing about the cut of the State Department's budget shows a lack of understanding of what it takes to win the war. I think that the senior senator from South Carolina is sort of overestimating his power as one of 100. You see, Trump has to shore up the military. That is without a doubt. And he's seeking to pump an additional $54 billion into an already sizable defense budget of approximately $600 billion per year. The increase in spending would represent a close to 40% share of the world's military expenditure. To offset the increase in defense spending, the Trump administration is proposing cuts in equal amount to State Department programs that some in Congress, like Graham, deem vital to U.S. interests abroad. Also in the crosshairs of proposed cuts is the Environmental Protection Agency. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney was very happy with the budget proposal, calling it a true American first budget. Said it will show the president is keeping his promises and will do exactly what he said he was going to do. It prioritizes rebuilding our military and including restoring our nuclear capability, protecting the nation and securing the border, forcing the laws currently on the books, taking care of vets, and increasing school choice. I got no problem with any of that stuff. CNN reported an official in the White House Office of Management and Budget expects the rest of the world to step up in some of the programs this country has been so generous in funding over the years. But, as Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida tweeted Tuesday, foreign aid is not a charity. We must make sure it is well spent, but it is less than 1% of budget and critical to our national security. Foreign aid is a part of a larger strategy attached to the philosophy of soft power, or the influence a country yields outside of its borders through the means other than military force. Bribery, if you want to go to the short form. Some 121 retired U.S. generals and admirals sent a letter Monday addressing top lawmakers in Congress. It argued against the defunding of the State Department, saying America can strengthen diplomacy alongside its military development. We urge you to ensure that resources for the international affairs budget keep pace with the glowing global threats and opportunities we face. Now is not the time to retreat. President Trump did discuss some of this stuff in more detail. The budget will be released on March the 16th. Okay. My thoughts on this are very simple, okay? First of all, for these 121 ex-military people, they should shut up and enjoy retirement. All right? Especially when it comes to the State Department. What is a military, what is a flag grade officer doing out there talking about the State Department? I thought you guys were in charge of war. Shouldn't we be concentrating on our capability of making war, especially as contracted as it is? Shouldn't we be spending money to take care of the veterans? Because I can tell you what, they don't get taken care of. Shouldn't we be doing something about our own education so we don't have to import people from other places that get educations? Shouldn't we be doing all of that? And why do we have to continue to fund the world? Because I can tell you right now, if we've been spending as much money as they say we have, we're not getting any bang for that buck. None. None. I'm tired of these people that struggle to remain relevant. I'm tired of what they do after their time under the sun is done. They should be happy that they managed to be in that position in the first place and that they had that kind of influence over young people in the military. That should be a just its own reward. And yet, they're not. They've got to sit back from, and how did they all get together and sign this letter? Who put this letter together? Do they have like a club where they meet, or are they on some sort of a listserv where they get together and say, how can, maybe the listserv is remaining relevant in the age of retirement. I don't know. So, we'll see. We will see. but these guys have a... They're quite deluded, aren't they? I mean, Lindsey Graham is one vote. And yes, that means that John McCain's probably going to vote that way, too. I know that, because if you get one, you get them both. But I don't believe for one second that we need to keep funding on, so far, this soft power. So, you know. Let's do away with the soft power, shall we? Let's build up the hard power. Because the hard power, the soft power is getting us nowhere except broke. That's just an expenditure that gets us nothing at all. Let's go after something else. Let's go after something a little more malleable that we can shape, that we can control, instead of giving money to places, bribing places. If they don't want our help, fine. Be autonomous. When the stuff hits the fan, don't call us. I don't have any problem with that either. None. We simply can no longer afford to be the world's policeman. Because the world's not interested in policing themselves. Look at what Europe's doing to itself. Are we going to ride into Europe when they uprise, when the Islamic uprising begins? Somebody say, well, we got to because of our treaties. Well, no, I don't think so. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Wow, just got choked up on that one. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, indestructibility, a warranty you will not believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Right now, gun control organizations are characterizing legislation introduced to recognize the individual concealed handgun carry permit nationwide as dangerous and a dream for the gun lobby. The Every Town for Gun Safety and the Moms Demand Action issued a joint statement Monday. What a surprise that they would get together. On the heels of the debut of Texas Republican Senator Cornyn's National Concealed Carry Reciprocity Bill condemning the measure. Every Town President John Feinblatt argued that the National Rifle Association approved legislation, should it become law, would lower the bar for carry standards from coast to coast. Lowered the bar. He said, Senator Cornyn's bill is a dream for the gun lobby and a nightmare for the public safety. For centuries, cities and states have set their own reasonable, tailored limits on who can carry hidden, loaded guns in their public spaces. One size does not fit all, and this NRA-backed bill would only make the weakest link of the law in the land, gutting America's public safety laws. Which link is he referring to, though? This will be the third time John Cornyn has put this forward, and it was introduced Monday as Senate Bill 446 with 30 Republican co-sponsors. It is the Senate companion to the North Carolina Republican U.S. Representative Richard Hudson's H.R. 38, introduced last month in the House, which currently has 160 co-sponsors, in seeking to make concealed carry permits valid nationwide. As noted by Hudson's office, the measure would allow law-abiding citizens with a state-issued carry license to conceal a handgun in any other state that allows concealed carry, as long as the permit holder follows the laws of that state. It also grants residents of constitutional carry, otherwise known as permitless carry states, the ability to carry in other states that recognize their own residents' right to concealed carry. Some states, like Texas, have very flexible reciprocity, recognizing concealed carry permits from as many as 35 others. On the other end of the spectrum, others such as Illinois recognize none but their own. That can lead to incidents where otherwise legally carrying permit holders can be ensnared in a legal catch-22 while traveling should they cross into a state that does not recognize their permit. The NRA welcomed the proposal while countering some opposition assertions. Let's see. Coming from the ILA, it says this legislation would not override state laws governing the time, place, or manner of carriage or establish national standards for concealed carry. Individual state gun laws would still be respected. If under federal law a person is prohibited from carrying a firearm, they will continue to be prohibited from doing so under this bill. Okay. This is a nightmare for them, because once this gets passed, that's going to be real hard to pull out. That's going to be real hard to stop, repeal, rescind, you know. And it needs to be done. Why does it need to be done? Well, because Shanine Allen doesn't need to happen again. Period. Shanine Allen does not need to happen again. So, we'll see. We will see what we see. I don't know what how this is going to go, because right now in the Senate, they have not pushed the edge to say they only have to go with 51 votes, simple majority. Haven't changed that rule yet. We'll see. We will see what happens, what McConnell does. Now, Trump may get in there and urge McConnell to go with that. We just don't know. Now, Trump's sons are rabid shooters. Not rabbit, but rabid. And they are very much Second Amendment people. Hunters, all of them. Enthusiastic shooters. That's good stuff. They'll be pushing. They will be pushing hard. And we'll hopefully get something out of that. Dylann Roof. We're talking about things now that are coming to light because some court documents were unsealed. And they show that Roof, the man fatally or convicted of fatally shooting 9 parishioners at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston in 2015, may have driven to a second church after the shooting. According to court documents, authorities used information from a GPS device on Roof's vehicle to track his movements. The device showed he drove some 30 miles to the area of Branch AME Church in nearby Somerville. The details of the GPS tracking were not admitted during the trial because those details were determined to be irrelevant, unnecessary, and unduly prejudicial. What kind of nonsense is that? If he was he going somewhere else to shoot more people? How is that prejudicial? We should be prejudiced against people that like to kill people. Prosecutors noted that at one point his GPS device shut off and came back on again. That could have indicated that Roof turned off his car, although prosecutors have no solid evidence that was the case. And although it appeared he was in the general vicinity of the Branch Church, authorities could not say with certainty that he did or did not go to the Branch Church. Whether he visited the Branch Church that day or not, there was evidence, including photographs of the building, that Roof had previously gone to the church, just as he had with several other local churches. Court documents pointed to the fact that the Branch Church has a sign that clearly shows their time of worship, and it was after that time that Roof was believed to be in the area. Additionally, authorities noted that Roof was in possession of a handwritten list of local churches, and although the Emmanuel Church was on the list, the Branch Church was not. But on the night of the Charleston shooting, the Branch Church services had been canceled. So even if Roof had gone to the church, it would have been empty. Reverend Rufus Berry, who pastors the Branch Church, thanked God for the seemingly coincidental cancellation. He told the Associated Press that he canceled the services that night for the church's 70 members because he was leaving his job at a cement company late. He said he hated to think of what could have happened had he not canceled the service and if Roof didn't go to that church that night. This past December, Roof, who is characterized as a white supremacist who intentionally targeted a black church, was convicted of 33 federal charges and sentenced to death. An execution date has not been set. So, I don't understand how that could not be admitted and why that would be considered prejudicial. But, you know, I know that in criminal defense they're going to do everything they can. And with Roof, what they were trying to do was save his life. I'm sure somebody out there thinks that is a noble thing to do. I'm not one of them. I wasn't one of those people. But there you have it. Now he's convicted and waiting to be told what day he's going to die. And we can only hope that it is sometime soon. So, that should be a chilling reminder also that when these guys are out there operating, we don't know where they're going to go. And Roof had a GPS tracking device on there because he had been causing trouble all along. I had to pass the mall in Columbia on the way to this event that he was casing. So, anyway, hour number three is coming up. We will continue on with this rant in just a moment. This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.